When you hear the word poison, unusual beauty is probably not the first thing that comes to mind. However, some of the National Aquarium's most potentially toxic residents are indeed among the most eye-catching. And while their habitat here is safe and warm, their rainforest homes and nature are at great risk from the activities of humans. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Joining me today to talk about the startlingly beautiful poison dart frogs is Jessica Nelson, assistant curator of our Rainforest in Australia exhibits. Thanks for being here, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
I'll start by asking a question that I know many of our guests ask. Are the poison dart frogs in our care actually poisonous?
No, they're not. They actually get their toxins from the insects they eat in the wild, so they're perfectly harmless here. The name poison dart frog actually comes from the use of the native Imbara people in Colombia who use the frog's poisons on their blow darts for hunting. There are only three species that are actually used for these blow darts. Terrible poison dart frogs and bicolor poison dart frogs, which are here at the aquarium, are two of those species. In their natural habitat, terrible poison dart frogs actually have enough poison to kill at least 10 adults on their skin at all times.
Wow.
So they're probably the most toxic vertebrate on Earth. There are over 300 species of poison dart frogs, though, and over 500 chemicals have actually been isolated from those species.
Now, is it true they're not born toxic?
No, they're not born toxic. They actually sequester their toxins from the insects they're eating. So as they grow and they're eating those insects, they sequester more and more toxins from the insects and are able to secrete the poison at higher concentrations as they grow older.
Now, in addition to their poisonous properties, the most notable feature of poison dart frogs has to be their striking coloration. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, they actually have some warning coloration or aposematic coloration. They're very brightly colored to warn potential predators that they are very toxic. There's actually a lot of species of poison dart frogs have several different color morphs. The strawberry poison dart frog, for example, has over 70 different color morphs.
Wow.
And that's all based on geography and where those frogs are located.
This is fascinating, Jessica. As if being toxic and brilliantly colored wasn't enough, is it also true that most species have unique parenting styles too?
That's actually the coolest thing about poison dart frogs to me. All poison dart frogs actually lay their eggs terrestrially in the leaf litter or on a live leaf somewhere and transport their tadpoles to pools of water. There are some poison dart frogs that even go further than that. For example, the imitating poison dart frog, that's actually the only known monogamous species of frog. Dad transports the tadpoles, knows where he's put all the tadpoles, checks on the tadpoles for the entire 6 to 8 weeks that the tadpoles are there. If they're hungry, if they're not getting enough food falling into their pools, they'll let Dad know by nibbling on his legs. He'll go and call for Mom. She'll follow him to where the tadpoles are, and she'll actually lay infertile eggs for the tadpoles to eat.
Wow.
Of course, there are other species. Because the males are often the ones transporting the tadpoles and they have limited pools of water to put their tadpoles, females can be really competitive. So if you look in our exhibits at the dying poison dart frogs, the females in our exhibits actually wrestle all the time for the males to keep each other away from the males. And they'll actually eat each other's eggs if given the opportunity.
Just truly amazing creatures. And thanks so much for sharing the stories of these poison dart frogs with us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
Unfortunately, it's no secret that the rainforest ecosystem that poison dart frogs rely upon is under threat globally from development pressures, slash-and-burn farming, and conversion to monocultures. But there are many small, meaningful steps that each of us can take, like choosing products that are free of palm oil or using fewer paper products. If we all step up to do our part, these small changes can make a big impact, and that's good for the poison dart frogs. To learn more about poison dart frogs and other remarkable rainforest animals found here at the National Aquarium, visit aqua.org/animals. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.